Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to a hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and has sustained several injuries. The 44-year-old represents Florida's 17th Congressional District, which is the outer suburbs of Sarasota and Fort Myers through the Everglades. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. A cinematographer was fatally shot and the director wounded on the set of the film Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin is the man who pulled the trigger. He could learn his fate today.
Baldwin could face charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. The shooting with an antique revolver happened during a dress rehearsal in October of 2021. At 9 a.m. local time Thursday, a district attorney in New Mexico will announce whether charges will be filed. Baldwin reached a settlement with Hutchins' family last fall in a wrongful death lawsuit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The First Lady Jill Biden had some medical procedures done.
A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a, quote, common, totally harmless growth. A cancerous lesion was removed from above the First Lady's right eye as well as her chest. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the physician to the president, said that Biden is, quote, recovering nicely from the procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Microsoft announced Wednesday it plans to eliminate 10,000 jobs, another casualty of inflation, teetering on recession. It will be the company's largest layoffs in more than 8 years and the latest in a string of cuts from big technology companies across the board. The software company's chief executive officer wrote that the layoffs won't happen before the end of March and will affect less than 5% of the company's worldwide workforce, estimated at 200,000 people. Wes Moore has been sworn in as Maryland's 63rd governor.
My answer is this. It's the only way that I've ever led. You know a question I never once asked my soldiers when I was leading soldiers in Afghanistan? What's your political party? It didn't matter.
Moore was sworn in with his hand on a Bible once owned by Frederick Douglass, who escaped from slavery in Maryland back in the day. 8 teams remain in the National Football League playoffs. Two games will be played on Saturday, and two games will be played on Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do as we come to you live here. Of course, every day we do this, so on Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Great to have you with us, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're on standby for Mark Walters, Second Amendment proponent. We'll be here any minute, I'm sure, flying through the door. But meanwhile, a little bit about what's happening here at the fifth largest trade show in fabulous Las Vegas. We're talking about SHOT Show 2023. This is incredible. I was just talking to one of the exhibitors. They said that, just to give you an idea how massive this is, that if you spent 15 seconds in each booth in this trade show, you still couldn't see it all in a week's time. And that's just 15 seconds. And we're looking at over, more than a half marathon worth of exhibits that are here, from 50 states. I think, what else? There's the number of countries. It's just incredible how many countries are involved here. I think over 115 countries exhibit, have representatives that exhibit, buyers and media that come to the SHOT Show, and as I said, 50 states all represented. So it's quite the exhibition, and it is mind blowing to say the least when you go in there, because it's just you can't even for me, I've only been here a couple of times, but if you don't have a plan and an idea of what you're looking for, to come in as a an off the street observer, it would be so overwhelming. You might need therapy after it's all said and done. Just that aside, I don't know if you saw this or not. We talked with Dr. John Lott earlier in the week, and the headline here is 1% of counties responsible for almost half of United States murders. Okay, I mean, the propaganda, the narrative, the perception that the left would want you to believe is that, murders are rampant. Yeah, yes, crime is up, but when you break it down and you look at the statistics, which is what we're so grateful, for Dr. John Lott to do on our behalf, is to, break down this information and give us the empirical data that gets us out of the realm of the emotion and gets us in dealing with facts. As you often heard me say, in the absence of fact, emotion rules. And this is what's been happening here in America for way too long. We're making decisions based on emotion, ignoring the facts. I mean, look what we went through. 2.5 years with COVID. The government and those that want to control us, and really you've got to admit it's the government that participated in this whole deal in raising the fear level. The fear level of such that we were fearful of our own neighbors, family members. Can you imagine? This is what they did to us. And no apology, no update on information. Just one lie after another. and here they are telling us that, it's about the science and we got to follow the facts. Well, you know, it's what they choose to do and how they choose to distribute, you know, cherry-picked facts, they want to say, and lead us to believe the unbelievable. And so here we are in a state of fear, and, you know, we're missing out and causing problems for everybody. But as John says, you know, from the Crime Prevention Research Center, in the release of this study, that reveals that only 30 U.S. counties, if you'll recall in our interview this week, only 30 U.S. counties account for 42% of the nation's murders in 2020. 5% of counties nationwide account for 73% of murders in the United States. But meanwhile, the government's answer is wholesale. We're just going to open up the treasury, get ourselves deeper in debt. No, yeah, by the way, we hit our U.S. debt limit. Okay, it's official. We've now hit that limit. But it's things like this that, you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, is we make choices, we make decisions, you know, budgetary allocations based on emotion and not the facts. Instead of doing a surgical attack on what's going on in terms of crimes and murders in the United States, nope, we'll open a treasury and we'll just spend it, you know, pell-mell and say, hey, we're doing a job on behalf of the American people. I mean, we're smarter than this, ladies and gentlemen. With the information age in which we live in, the data that's available, it is amazing that we continue to exercise this level of, I guess you just have to call it stupidity. But it's not their money, it's our money. And we just keep getting deeper in debt, and we are continuing to allow these supposed elites, these brilliant people with all their, you know, their great degrees and that they know better than the cumulative intelligence of 340 million Americans. You know, what a joke. And beyond the joke is that here they are, they're selling not only this generation but future generations. I mean, they're now working on our great-grandkids that they're putting in peril with these kind of decisions and this kind of idiocy. Instead of saying, okay, what can we do in these specific markets? But particularly, you know, there's one party, and I know you hear me, and I apologize. I got to tell you, I wish it wasn't so. And yes, there's, you know, people say it happens on both sides, but mostly on the Democrats. Because anytime, you know, as Ron Emanuel says, you don't let any good crisis go to waste. And any good crisis is defined as something that especially will open up the doors of the Treasury. And if they get those doors opened up and the vault's doors swing open, guess what? They come in with their carpet bags, they load it up, and, you know, they're paying off political favors. They're buying votes for the next round. I mean, this is the deal. This is the disease that our elected officials, and you meet these guys on the campaign and these women on the campaign, you think, wow, they're just so nice and believable. But the problem is they go to D.C. and the paradigm is well fixed. It's been going on for decades. You know, they've got a specific plan, and like they tell them, you may come in with your agenda, but you got to set that aside. Because the most important thing you can do as an elected official is get reelected. Okay, now think about that. If that is your mission, to get reelected, then everything else is subordinated to that. So all decisions, all perspective, all worldview for your survival is now based on getting reelected, not on serving your constituency. Sadly, that's the pull. And this is why so many of the electorate are frustrated and saying, look, politics doesn't work for me. Well, of course it doesn't work for you, because it's not designed to work for you. Yes, in the Constitution and our founding fathers, things maybe you may have been taught in school or may not have been, you've been led to believe that it's supposed to work for you, but it isn't. And this is why we're $31 trillion in debt and counting. We're going to have to raise the debt ceiling because we cannot afford, on many reasons, because it's not only us. I mean, it's a global economy. I mean, if America bites the dust, I mean, what happens to the world? I mean, I know that some people want to decouple and say, look, we don't really want to be that significant. Well, you can't be the powerhouse that we are and doing all the things and saving the Western world that we have done historically and think, okay, we're going to decouple to the point that it doesn't matter anymore. It does matter, and it will continue to matter, but this is why we need to be all that more responsible. Stay with us. We got more.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Back with you, America. Bill Martin.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And we're here to check out Heels to Holster, the story of Shirley Wattrell. Shirley, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here, Bill.
Well, what a story. I mean, and all that you've gone through. And it's a story of redemption. I mean, for all the hell and what have you that you've endured. And here you are.
Yeah, that's true. I put it this way. I was a victim of domestic violence. Now I'm a survivor. And that bridge is when I practiced my Second Amendment rights and purchased a firearm and trained on it.
Go through that process of where you were before, and then you had to make that decision that when it came down to protection, you had to exercise your right for self-protection.
That's correct. When I first... Domestic violence I endured was someone that I had been dating, someone that told me that they loved me.
Yeah.
And it all started one morning when I didn't listen to my gut feeling, and I stepped over that threshold, and I knew I shouldn't have. It's kind of like those horror movies when you tell them, don't go into the basement, don't go into the basement. Well, I did. And as soon as I stepped over that and he shut the door and locked the door, I knew something was different. All the shades were drawn. The room was black, and for the next 15 hours, I had to stay on my knees or sitting on the floor, and I couldn't go anywhere or do anything.
Oh.
And any time I tried to escape, I was met with beating, I had bite marks, bruises. I had whiplash so bad from the pulling of my hair trying to get away. And I really thought that was it. I was going to die there.
Right.
And after 15 hours, it's weird how it all happened, when I finally said, okay, whatever you want, he let me go. It floors me every time I say it.
Uh-huh.
And so I did get away. I did call some friends to come get me. And what was really weird is as soon as I got to the house, all I could do was go into the corner of my bedroom, peek out the slider, and watch, because I thought he was going to come out and get me again.
Oh, yeah.
And I was too scared to even call the law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain why. I was just under this whole fearful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I made that phone call. Some friends came, took me to safety, and then I did what I thought I needed to do legally. I got my concealed carry. That was later.
Mm-hmm.
I got my restraining order, and then I moved in a gated community.
Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, you go through this kind of trauma. It requires counseling. I mean, you've got to have maybe seemingly a battalion of counselors around you and people that can support you to help you understand what happened.
But, you know, I didn't get counseling until long after.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I did the legal steps, his behavior escalated and he just wanted me dead.
Okay.
He was going to do whatever he could to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time...
Even though you had the TRO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Exactly.
That didn't stop him.
Yeah.
Nothing stopped him.
Right.
I mean, even the gated community with the guard there, he got in there. He knew where I lived. He knew everything.
Right.
He knew my schedule. And what saved me was the fact that the way he tried to kill me, he had to contact somebody to help him. And it happened to be an informant for law enforcement.
Oh, wow.
So then they had to build the case, you know, get the recordings and everything to build the case. And during that time, I felt so alone because I had to pretend everything was fine, you know, go to work, didn't talk to anybody. I couldn't tell anybody what was
right.
going on.
So your fellow workers, they knew nothing of what was happening?
They just knew what had happened for those 15 hours.
They didn't know that you were still enduring that.
They didn't know that he was stalking me or trying to kill me or anything like that. And that was the part I had to do alone because nobody could know.
Yeah. So you come to the point, you make the decision, okay, I need to protect myself. I need to get a concealed carry permit,
mm-hmm.
get trained,
mm-hmm.
go through the whole process, right?
Right.
Okay.
And for me, though, that happened after the situation, after he was incarcerated. And the part that gets me is the amount of time it took me to get my concealed carry. Because I have to sign up, you have to wait for the class to be held, you have to do the classroom, then the range part. But when I did do my first class, all of a sudden when I was driving home, I felt so empowered.
Wow.
I was able to defend myself,
mm-hmm.
and that just changed my whole life.
So, you know, help people, I mean, people need to understand this. I mean, you have a temporary restraining order, your life is under threat, you decide, okay, I'm going to go through the process, and, I mean, you've got an immediate problem that could be measured in seconds, and in order to do it legally, you've got something that's measured in weeks, maybe months, as a solution. This doesn't match up. This is crazy.
It doesn't, and that's why I became an advocate for the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. I joined DC Project. I'm the Florida State Director, and I'm all for constitutional carry. Mm-hmm. That wait period, that's life and death in some people's situations.
Well, and you have situations now that are reported. Well, of course, the good news is we've got the 25th state now mm-hmm. that is a constitutional carry. Mm-hmm. state, which is awesome. And we need to expand that even further, even though there's some bad news that we got with the Supreme Court regarding some of the shenanigans that they want to do mm-hmm. in oppressing, you know, the ownership of guns in the state. And they're basically setting up a national registry, which everybody that is pro-Second Amendment has been weary of this. And New York seems to have taken the first brick out of the wall to that mm-hmm. end. But here it is. The other problem that we have is maybe a friend mm-hmm. who has a gun says, okay, forget about that stuff. You are urgently in need of protection. Here's my gun, mm-hmm. you know, to protect yourself. Now I'm in trouble. I put myself in jeopardy, right?
That's correct. And the statistics show that for domestic violence, the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence states that 1 in 4 women will be severely abused by an intimate partner. That's a lot of women out there.
That's a high number.
And women need to be their own first responder because love law enforcement, but they'll also tell you they're coming after the event, the crime.
Yes.
They're doing cleanup work.
Right, exactly. When I think the average response is about 19 minutes for law enforcement to come on a scene. Domestic violence, of course, one of the worst calls that law enforcement can get, as we know. And this is something that happens in seconds.
That's true. And in some areas, it's even longer because law enforcement, the numbers are down. You know, a lot of them retired. They're trying to defund the police. So there's a lot of situations where it's even more important now than ever to be your own first responder.
Well, she's the author of the book, Heels to Holster, One Woman's Story of Survival in an Abusive Relationship and Discovering Her Inner Warrior. Wow. You look at yourself today. How do you see yourself today?
Oh, my gosh. Even when I ask, what do I do? I said, you know what? I'm an author. It still floors me. Mm-hmm. I never intended to write my story. But it was when I started talking to more women, and I said, you just told my story. Mm-hmm. You need to let other women know.
Right.
And if I can help just one woman get through life, I said, okay, I'll write the story. So it's I'm doing things I never dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
Being here with you, that is one of them. Writing a book.
Yeah, some people might say that would be a nightmare, Shirley, but I'm glad you said it was a dream.
It is. It surely is. Yeah. And it's just things I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that turning point when I took that first firearms class.
Right.
I started getting that empowerment.
Yes.
You know, self-esteem.
Exactly. Now, that's a great word. Now, the DC Project, you're the Florida State Director. We've got about a minute left.
Mm-hmm.
For people around the country, because we've got DC Project representatives all over the country, which is great the way mm-hmm. that you're expanding. How can people get involved and find out more about the DC Project?
Well, you can go to our website. It's dcproject.info. And we're looking for women to join us. We are the face of the Second Amendment. We're out there defending the Second Amendment currently and for our future generations. We're nationwide, so it doesn't matter what state you're in. We have state directors you can contact. And, yeah, just go to dcproject.info. And if you're looking for information about me, you can go to Shirley, SHIRLEYWATRAL.com. And the book Heels to Holster you can find on Amazon.
Right. And also access it through your website as well. And we're going to link it at BillMartinezLive.com, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
Right?
That's awesome.
Okay,
thank you.
Awesome. We're going to turn this into a dream one way or another. Shirley Wattrell has been our guest, author of the book. Author?
I know.
Heels to Holster. And Shirley, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stuvey was transported to a hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stuvey was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The Marines have landed. They're in the house. I mean, we got 3 Marines. You better get ready because we could do some serious damage, the 3 of us, right? We've got Joseph Travers along with Joshua Travers, and they're with Saved in America, hashtag child saved, not sold. Guys, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Semper Fi, huh?
Semper Fi, Rob.
Amen. Hey, you got it. Joseph, I mean, here you're the founder of this organization. Tell us the story.
Sure. I'm also a pastor. That's another one of the hats I wear. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at an article about a young girl from upstate New York. Her name was Brittany Drexel. I don't know if you remember her in the press, but she went missing. And my prior life before that was in law enforcement in Los Angeles County, right, and mostly working gangs and narcotics types of areas in East LA and South Central.
What years were those?
In the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And it was right around the time where the street gangs and the cartels and the prison gangs formed what I call an evil triad to take over narcotics trafficking in the country, right, which they did accomplish in the early 90s.
Which is only getting worse now. And there was another report here just last night about it, about what's going on in Los Angeles. There was a brutal murder there, a family, and they said definitely it was this triad that you were talking about.
Correct, yeah. Yeah. Within, it's probably a prison gang, the cartel thing. But anyway, I knew what was happening. Is now in about 2008, I guess, this evil triad decided they were going to take over child sex trafficking in the country and add it to their menu with narcotics.
Wow.
Because you can sell a child over and over and again, mm-hmm. and they don't lose their product, because it's all about the money for these guys.
Right.
Right. So,
but their expectancy is what, about maybe 5 years, these girls that are trafficked?
Right, and then they start to, you know, weed them away, or unbelievably, you know, it's a slavery. They
yes.
sell them to, and then they end up somewhere else and all that. It's really sick.
Yeah.
But, so I knew this was happening. I'm looking at this young girl. I hope this didn't happen to her, you know. So that was 2009. So right after that, I read an article about United States Navy SEALs going overseas and rescuing kids in foreign countries, and I got a hold of these SEALs, one of them being Master Chief Kirby Harrell, the last
right.
SEAL out of Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And he says, Joseph, I need to help you out. So we got together and formed Saved in America, where we formed three pillars for the organization. And it took us from 2009 to 2014 to do an operation. But we would only accept former special operators, like Navy SEALs, Marine Raiders,
mm-hmm.
and former cops or current cops, license them all as licensed private investigators, and then we would all be volunteers then for free, assist parents and law enforcement to find these runaway, missing, exploited children.
Wow. Joshua, how did you get involved?
Well, he's my father,
yeah.
So that helped right there. And I had my private investigator's license since August of 2004. So I had been in the area a lot, where there's a lot of surveillance, that kind of thing. So I was right up the alleyway to be able to help him out to get started with this. I remember I was actually wrestling at Liberty University at the time when we did our first operation. I came out of my winter break, and I helped him on the operation. And I stayed with it, you know, and I got an even bigger heart for it because I started the women's wrestling program. I was an All-American in 2016. I started the women's wrestling program, and it just helped fuel the flames to want to get this message out there after working with all these young girls and hearing their stories and everything.
And you still have an active, you're still active in law enforcement, right?
Yeah, correct. I work in Greene County, Virginia.
Uh-huh. Well, excellent. So, Joseph, you see the problem. God starts bringing people into your orbit that can reinforce the dream and the vision that he gave you. As the Bible says, it's with a multiple number of counselors that we succeed, right?
Oh, that is so incredible. And actually, the Bible verse that God gave me when this all happened came from the book of Isaiah. You know, the mini Bible, right? Because there's 66 chapters in Isaiah, 66 books in the Bible. But 6:8. And 6:8 says, God says, hey, who's going to help us? And Isaiah says, here I am, Lord, I'll go. And so that's what happened. I said, Lord, I'll go. Then Kirby Harrell said, I'll go. And then these SEALs said, I'll go. These cops said, I'll go.
Joshua says,
I'll go, became our law enforcement liaison. And now we have a core group of 30 operators in San Diego County, but we have 150 volunteers across the nation.
Wow. And so if people want to get involved, I mean, obviously, you're still looking at growth. How do they get involved?
So, first things first, go to our website, www.savedinamerica.org. There's a section on them to be able to join and volunteer. They come forth, they have to meet the requirements, right? Mm-hmm. Former special operations, retired, active duty police officer. We look at their credentials. We do a very, very good vetting process of background, right? They get their, if they're not law enforcement, they get their private investigator's license. They go through us. We wrote the book, Investigation of Missing and Exploited Children, The Gateway to Child Sex Trafficking. And we wrote it together. You read the book, you study, you take a course. It's a certified missing and exploited child investigator's designation after you take the course. Once you get all of that, you've done the training, everything, then you can come work with Save in America.
Joseph, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children estimate 1 in 7 are likely victims of sex trafficking. Now, with the open borders and the numbers that are coming across, I only see that number getting bigger.
You know, Bill, I'm so glad you brought that up. We're having an event tonight at the Red Rock Casino, and our special guest is Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Border Patrol when the border was secure, and he talks about that. So I'll just give you a little for your audience. National Center for Missing and Exploited Children also says that at any one time in this country, there's currently 300,000 missing children. 300,000. Now, with 1 in 24/7 how many are getting trafficked.
Exactly.
100,000 kids.
I mean, 300,000 missing children. The first thing I go to is mom and dad. I mean, their hearts are broken. They're devastated, right?
And that's why we decided to form this, because we look at ourselves as that gap. When a girl runs away, 14, 15, 16, 13, the police don't have the resources to go looking for runaways.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's some issue, you know, with medical issue or she's grabbed her, which it doesn't happen like with the movie Taken, right?
Right.
That doesn't happen in this country. Our law enforcement's too good for that. So what, there's that gap, and that's the gap that we try to fill. But even more incredible, as Mark Morgan states, there's an underbelly. These are American girls being trafficked.
Yes.
As we speak, it's 100,000. But Mark Morgan says there's an underbelly of the cartels bringing these girls from outside the country that could be as high as 200,000 in here being trafficked, and they have nobody to call.
Yeah. Joshua, what's the life expectancy for these young girls? I mean, they're captured in their teens. You know, we talked about maybe 5 years, and then, as Joseph said, they're sold off to some other, you know, other buyer. I mean, I heard stories here recently in Florida where they found a camp, and these gals were having sex as often as 20 times before 12 noon. They'd give them a break, a lunch break, and they'd come back in the afternoon and another 20 times. This is per girl. I mean, this is incredible to even begin to conceive that we have young girls in America being subjected to this kind of treatment.
Oh, it's terrible. We've had girls that have been as young as 11 that we've gone out and looked for, and it's kind of leads into another point that we really try to do at Saving America as well. So yes, we want to look for, we want to help locate, help law enforcement retrieve this lost girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually look forward to helping with the parents to find a facility for rehabilitation for
exactly
them as well.
they're going to need that, no doubt.
Gonna need it. Without the proper rehabilitation, everything, it's their life expectancy is cut short. You got to think of the mental trauma, everything that goes along with being in that situation.
Exactly. We got about a minute left, Joseph. Real quick, if you can, give us a story.
Yeah, we have actually at the event, we're going to have a survivor that we help recover from Las Vegas, and she was taken from Sacramento.
Oh wow!
But we're also right now currently doing an operation this week. We're looking for 12 children from Nevada area, 10 from Las Vegas, 2 from Reno, and one of the girls we discovered was trafficked since the age of 10. Which is just heartbreaking, and hopefully we'll be able to locate her here, but we're not going to give up. Even when we leave, we're still going to work the
case. Well, thank you so much for fighting a good fight. Joseph Travers and Joshua Travers have been here from Saved in America, hashtag child saved, not sold. Semper Fi. Thank you so much for, you know, being here and telling us the story.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Bill.
God bless.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON. Or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every day we invest in what matters to us. From coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. And anyway, we've got the commander of Project Dynamo due to show up any minute here to address this issue. But I see Governor Tate Reeves in the building, and I know whether we were going to talk with him. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. But meanwhile, as we're waiting for Brian Stern to show up, we'll be again. There's a lot of activity going on here. You can imagine. We're coming at you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the SHOT Show 2023. And, boy, it is just, like I said, unbelievable here. Over a half marathon worth of exhibits, you know, from 50 states. We've got exhibitors and buyers and media from 115 countries. So it is, quite the event here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be here through today, and then we wrap things up tomorrow, and then back in California next week, coming to you live from Southern California. Meanwhile, another programming note that I want to advise you of is that, and it has to do with our website at BillMartinezShow.com. You'll notice there's a button there, a donate button. And I want to thank those of you who have already have donated. And we got some great news this week, and that is that we have now been accepted. We've got our tax exemption application was approved, and now your donation is tax exempt, and you can count it again for tax purposes. So we appreciate you participating on that and doing what you can as we're trying to fight against those that have canceled, the amount of pressure, you know, you hear about the order of the day, not only in the gun industry, but in other venues where there's operation choke points, where pressure is being placed upon, you know, advertisers and those that heretofore have supported a program like ours, a conservative program, a program that is not afraid to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. This is, you know, the kind of situation, you know, that we've been dealing with, and it has had a great impact on our on our income and our ability to continue on with the program. Well, stepping into the chair right now in the hot seat, not so hot seat, but is Brian Stern, and I've been looking forward. Brian, you can hold that.
That's okay.
I
talk with my hands, you know.
Oh, do you? Okay, well, let's leave those free. Well, you can hear him, Brian Stern. He's the commander of Project Dynamo. He's a former lieutenant commander and multiple-tour combat veteran of the United States Army and Navy. Project Dynamo was founded during the U.S. pullout of Afghanistan in August 2021. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
See what happens when we're live. When we're live, you know, it's just like you can't miss it. I mean,
that's all right. That's all right.
You can't miss the mission. You can't be, seconds late. People get hurt.
I am forever the man in the arena. It's okay.
Okay, well, good. Well, good to have you here. We've been anticipating, to hear your story with Project Dynamo. This is a donor-funded, veteran-led international search and rescue organization. This is awesome. Tell us about it, how you started it.
I started Dynamo in my living room in Tampa during the fall of Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Like all of us, we were watching it on TV. That wasn't really going well. And I was a 9/11 first responder.
Wow.
I was stationed in New York while I was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I survived both collapses. On TV and in media, people were drawing a parallel to the fall of Kabul, to the fall of Saigon.
Mm.
And if you understand history, that actually makes no sense whatsoever, mm. other than helicopters and an embassy.
That's right. Yeah.
That's about it. But what struck a chord with me was I saw people falling from a plane.
Mm.
As a better idea, a better solution of staying where they were at. And the last time I saw that was on the morning of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, August 2021, I was preparing for the 20th anniversary of 9/11. We were weeks away,
right.
About 2.5 weeks out, three
right.
weeks out.
Exactly.
I was prepping to do speeches at the museum and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me, how is it possible 20 years later, almost to the day, almost, that innocent people are jumping to their deaths? The Taliban is back in control, which is why we showed up in the first place.
Exactly. 20 years, you vapor, just like that.
And the amount of national treasure in both money and blood that was spent to wind up basically right back where we started.
Yeah. Not to mention the Afghanis. Here they are. They get basically a taste of freedom for 20 years, roughly, right?
Correct.
And now all of a sudden, all these, even these girls who are now were able to drive, not necessarily comply to the strict regulations of Sharia law, now all of a sudden that's out the window.
And not only that, but the rapidity of it, the rapid nature of it, that, you know,
the president said it was going to take months, right?
It was more like hours.
Yeah.
So I saw it on TV like we all did. It hurt my feelings, I'm a multi-tour combat vet. I have a Purple Heart. I've buried a lot of friends in Afghanistan. And but what I knew is just watching it, that it wasn't going well.
Mm.
And over 25 years in the military, I've done a lot of rescue and a lot of rescues and hostage rescues, mm-hmm. in particular, and I knew people were going to get left behind. I knew that.
You knew that.
It's a mathematical certainty.
Even though the State Department was telling us otherwise, right?
That's why the State Department doesn't lead operations, is because that's not what they do. They send thank you notes and diplomacy. No SEAL team ever said, if only the State Department were here, we'd be okay. Those words have never been said.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of friends of mine together. We packed our stuff and we launched and we went forward. And that's what's different about Dynamo, is that we go forward. I tell everyone I'm like Tom Cruise. I do my own stunts.
Right.
I don't coordinate rescues. I don't facilitate rescues. We actually do the operations ourselves.
Right.
We put our own skin in the game. We put our own lives at risk. And we rescued over 6,000 people in 18 months.
Wow.
We've done over 400 operations in 18 months in not one, not two, three war zones and one enemy country called Russia. So we've done operations, boots on ground inside Russia, rescuing American citizens that were stuck there. Done that. We expanded in February into Ukraine. I was in Ukraine about a month before the war. I saw that movie coming a mile away.
I mean, this was something that we knew a year in advance was happening. Anybody that has any military, I'm former Marine, okay?
I got to tell you,
when this was all coming down, the sentiment that you just shared with the audience is exactly the same sentiment I heard over and over again. Everybody was ready to get their go bag, get in there, go put boots on the ground.
Exactly right. So with Ukraine, I saw the buildup happening. I've been working against Russia one way or the other for my entire career. I've worked in like 60-something countries. I've worked against Russia, worked against China, all the big players. And I know them real, real, real well. And I knew that was going to happen. So my team and I went to Ukraine in advance before the war, built infrastructure in the south. And the idea was we were tremendously successful in Afghanistan at the back end of a mess. Imagine how successful we could be if we got there before it was a mess.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah, right.
Noah built the ark before the rain, and he didn't build it in a reserve drill weekend. So, and it paid dividends. It paid dividends significantly. On the morning of February 24th, right around 5:30 in the morning, missiles started landing in Ukraine. My hotel shook. We initiated our operations. We pushed a button. We were all there. Pushed a button. Our Americans went to a rally point that we had pre-established. We had pre-coordinated. Our buses showed up, and we were screaming at a Kiev, taking Americans out of danger right around 45 minutes or an hour or so after first missiles landed, which from a rescue perspective is a record.
Yeah,
right. We've been doing operations on the ground both in Afghanistan and Ukraine and some other places ever since, almost daily. In 18 months, 400 operations. It's almost one a day.
I'll tell you, Brian, your story has been needed to be heard, and our audience is blessed for you telling this story, because hearts have been broken. We see what's happening in on the television. We see video. The president of Ukraine comes out, and there's so much more to the story. But more than anything else, people are concerned about whether it's Afghanistan, Americans left behind, Ukraine, what we can do, to support that area. And God bless you for stepping up and for the team stepping up. I mean, how many guys do you have? And I imagine women too.
Yep, we have men and women. So number one, we're entirely donor funded. Your audience can help us, ProjectDynamo.org. We are all volunteers. I'm the boss. I'm not paid. I live off my disability check. My entire crew are all volunteers. We do this out of pure love for the nation and pure love for the people. We're not even bipartisan. We're nonpartisan.
Yes, right.
I've never.
As it should be.
We are Americans.
Yes.
And that's all I really care about.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, your passport looks just like mine. It says "We the People" on it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a "We the People" passport and you're an American or a green card holder and you're stuck, we come for you. The country comes for you.
Yes.
Sadly, in the last year and a half, our country doesn't come for our people.
So how can people be in touch with you?
ProjectDynamo.org is our website. We have Instagram and Facebook. I need people to like us and follow us. And I'm not a big social media guy, but I have someone who is, who does all of our stuff for me. And we need to keep awareness going. The war in Ukraine is very far from over.
Exactly.
Very far from over. I rescued Americans from Texas 2 weeks ago. Americans that were trapped in Afghanistan from Dallas, Texas. They've been in hiding for 18 months.
Wow.
And we got them out 2 weeks ago. So we have active cases in Afghanistan, we have active cases in Ukraine, we have active cases in Russia, we have active cases in some other places, and we're looking at China and Taiwan as the next ridgeline.
Okay. Let's stay in touch, okay?
Awesome.
And we're going to link Project Dynamo on our website as well to promote donations for this cause that's so well needed. Brian Stern. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks so much.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what...